It's wonderful.
Yes.
No, I meant just being in the Manhattan Criminal Courts building. You see, the assigned attorney got sick and they called and they told me to fill in. I've worked in legal aid for 3 years and this is the first chance I've gotten to try my own cases. And I'm ready. Christine Sullivan, and you are? Oh. Nice raincoat. Oh, excuse
me. Your Honor?
You're Harold T. Stone?
Yep.
No, thank you. Oh, thank you. But I don't bowl. You must be very proud.
Yes, sir.
He's interesting. He's got a certain style, certain flair.
And the largest collection of chattering teeth in North America.
Cool it, Buster. Daddy!
Hiya, peaches!
Daddy, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? 30 years of driving a hack to put you through college? You think I'd miss my little girl's first day in court?
Daddy, please don't embarrass me.
Embarrass you? When have I ever embarrassed you?
Plenty of times.
Name one.
The 70s. I mean it, Daddy. Don't you even think about doing anything that's going to cause me any embarrassment.
Christine Sullivan!
What?
Come on down.
I apologize for the delay, Your Honor. It won't happen again. Oh. I appreciate what you're trying to do, Your Honor.
My, what a pretty blouse.
I beg your pardon?
He says, my, what a pretty blouse.
Yes. Thank you. Your Honor, I would prefer that the court not think of me as a nervous woman who needs to be placated with compliments about the state of her wardrobe. I don't want to be treated any differently just because I have breasts. Your Honor, I move that my client be allowed to pay the damages and that all the charges against him be dismissed.
But I'm afraid the state cannot agree with the sleek and very able defense attorney.
Sleek?
Did I say sleek?
Mr. Landon, I advise you to
be quiet.
The
devil is after the mass audience.
Mr. Landon.
The truth is, this has been going on since the beginning of recorded music.
Objection.
Would you get her off my back?
I'm trying to defend you, Mr. Landon.
You're beautiful when you're spunky.
Please, go on.
Objection. Your Honor, I advise my client to remain silent. Objection.
Overruled. Go on, Mr. Landon.
Thank you, sir.
Objection.
Stop me if you've heard this. Overruled.
Objection.
You keep out of this.
Thank you, Miss Sullivan.
You're welcome. Objection.
I saw it coming. What grounds?
Irrelevancy.
Ooh, lovely choice.
Your Honor, this is absolutely insane.
Although I thought I heard the name Ozzie Nelson.
Your Honor.
What?
I move that my client's testimony be stricken from the record. He's obviously a sick and distraught man, and I suggest it's because he's mentally incompetent. Your Honor!
Later, Miss Sullivan. Recess!
Miss
Sullivan, whatever it is, will wait. One of my bailiffs just slithered into the courtroom, and by golly, I want to find out why. Now, don't cry.
I never cry.
Right, you have breasts. I forgot. Christine!
You jailed my father. Yes, that nut was my father.
No kidding. Small world, ain't it?
I want to know what happened.
Well, let's have some cocoa. Talk about
it. I don't want any cocoa. I don't want anything to drink. I just want to talk to you alone, sir. Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, you calm down and we'll discuss this rationally.
Calm down. I'm made to look like a fool in court. You throw my father in jail. How do you expect me to calm down?
The Velvet Fog.
What?
Mel Torme. This guy could sue the charging rhino. You know, jazz singing.
I know I may not be long for this job.
Hey, I think you're going to do a fine job as soon as you learn a couple of simple things. Now, I assume you know the difference between jazz and pop singing.
I don't care what the difference is between jazz and pop singing. My father, he will never apologize to you.
Get him some magazines, Bo.
He's a proud man who, in his mind, simply defended his little girl from an unfair attack. He will never apologize for that.
Make it a subscription.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
What a good idea. Then I want to see you both back here.
Yes, sir. Daddy, he didn't make a fool of me. I made a fool of myself.
Christine, don't let your dead mother hear you talk like that.
Technically, I was equipped. But emotionally, I blew it, right?
You were a bit, shall we say, overzealous.
Runs in the family.
Yeah, I noticed. But what brought you to this conclusion?
I just had a talk with my client, Landon.
That creep with the tape recorder? Did he touch you?
Dennis, wants me to thank you.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
For listening to him. He said it was the first time anybody had ever done that.
That's my job.
It's my job, too, isn't it?
Sustained.
I beg your pardon? Now, apologize to the man, Daddy, and let's get out of here.
Corporate law, and that's where I told her. That's where the money is.
Oh, Daddy, shut up. You almost ruined today for me, just like you ruined my graduation.
What'd he do?
He rushed up on stage with a camera when they handed me my diploma.
You need the close-up.
You needed a leash, Daddy. Don't you understand? This was an important moment for me. I was nervous as it was. It was my first night in court. I was dealing with an oddball judge.
They told you about the teeth, didn't they?
What? I'm sorry, too, Daddy. Bye, Daddy. Not exactly how I had pictured it.
Nah, it never is. You know, I'm sorry that you will not be with us permanently. You are a good attorney.
I wish I could stay, too. I feel like I could learn here.
You learn from any experience. You gain knowledge through action, absorb confidence with time. Our children would be blonde.
I beg your pardon.